Warning. Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no shits from nobodies. I actually expose the bullshit of society, and I chop it up and feed it to you in easy-to-digest chunks. Today won't be any different, because it's one of those days where Louis is pissed off, and he's got to buck up his ass, and he needs to... why the fuck am I talking about myself in the third person? I am pissed off, and there's some shit that needs to get said. So, without further ado, let me get this started. As some of you may know, the gang rape case that happened in the alleged gang rape that happened in Brownsville, Brooklyn, back in January, has been resolved. The five underage teens that were charged have been cleared of all wrongdoing. In fact, here let me play the audio from Channel 7 News.
Now, the other news of the night, we begin with a reaction to a stunning development, an alleged gang rape. The teenager who claimed she was raped at gunpoint by five boys in a park in Brooklyn, recanting. And the new details we've learned tonight are shocking. Prosecutors now say she had sex with her father in the park. Eyewitness News reporter Josh Einiger in the Brownsville section. Josh.
You know, Bill, as distasteful and really hard to believe as all of these new details are, there really is one bottom line that came out of the Brooklyn DA's office tonight. There is nothing this 18-year-old woman did against her will in the park behind me. And as a result, those five teens accused of rape are now free. They were paraded in front of cameras as the face of a crime that made national news, but five teens hauled in last month for a gang rape are now free after prosecutors determined the shocking crime never even happened. Abdullah Green represents one of the boys.
You can only imagine the trauma that would go along with a charge like this hanging over a young child's head.
You cannot rape a young lady in our community and think that you're going to get away with it.
The pressure on police was intense as the community demanded an arrest in the sensational case. The 18-year-old alleged victim and her father had told police they'd been drinking together in this Brownsville playground when the five teens showed up and at gunpoint forced the father to leave and then raped the daughter, as both recounted at the time to Eyewitness News.
One of them put a gun in my face, tell me to run. And all of them had their way with her.
I was just real scared. I didn't know what to do. I was in a panic mode.
Police released video of the teens from a nearby bodega and arrested them the next day, but that's when the case started to unravel. And tonight, Brooklyn DA Ken Thompson said the sexual conduct that night was consensual between the woman and her father. The complainant has recanted her allegations of forcible sexual assault and the existence of a gun, Thompson said in a statement. That night, the young woman's father and the five young men engaged in conduct that was reprehensible and wrong, but because of the lack of reliable evidence, criminal charges simply cannot be sustained.
We wanted some results, and we wanted it immediately, and whomever is arrested, they get their day in court. And that's what our democracy is all about.
The woman at the center of this case is an adult, and police say she is refusing to cooperate at this point in any kind of charges against her father, so he is unlikely to be charged. Tonight, Eyewitness News did reach the woman involved in this case. She told us she is doing fine and trying to move on with her life. Live in the Brownsville section of Brooklyn, Josh Heinecker, Channel 7, Eyewitness News.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. So, this bitch, and you know what? I don't give a fuck with anybody says, this bitch, disgusting, nasty, vile human being who was fucking her dad in a public, it was a playground where children play, fucking her dad. Then these boys come. And you know what? No doubt in my mind, she probably was like, hey, boys, come over here. And you know what? They are young boys. In fact, hold on. How old were these, the five Brooklyn teens ages? Let me see. Five teens ages 14 to 17. Why isn't this girl being charged? Obviously. In fact, I want to read what I wrote on someone who posted this on their page. I'm not going to say their name, but you know, you could probably guess the sex. I posted as a response, hope that lying bitch and her father get charged. I was falsely accused of rape and got jumped for it. And I never even seen the girl naked. This is why this is so visceral for me. I'm getting a visceral reaction. I was falsely accused of raping my damn self. Luckily for me, it didn't make national news. Luckily for me, it didn't go this far. But I was beaten, by vigilantes. And then she recanted because, hey, she was a lesbian. So anyways, that's why I wrote this. This person goes, she's the last one to blame. I hope her father gets charged. What do you mean she's the last one to blame? She's the first one to blame. And I'm like, both of them need to be accused, the father and the daughter. And they have cell phone evidence. The boys filmed it, and for her enjoying herself. She's a pig. She's a pig. She was fucking children. She was fucking children. Let's let that really sink in. She fucked children in a playground after fucking her father. And of course, this person says she was drunk. Like, that's a fucking excuse. That is not an excuse. She was drunk. Yeah, that's not an excuse. Men who are drunk get charged and prosecuted all the time. Like, let's say I got drunk. I have no control over my faculties. I get behind the wheel of a car. And hit somebody and kill, and in the process kill them, I'm being charged with manslaughter. This bullshit of she was drunk. She's 18, not emotionally independent. Excuse me, when you're 18, you're old enough to sign contracts. you could legally go fight, join the army, sign a contract, join the army. What do you mean you're not emotionally independent? Like, again, I'm really tired of this society's infantilizing of women. They cannot be held accountable for anything because they're too young. They're women. No. Either you're equal to men or you're weaker than men. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it where, like Bill Burr says, women want their rights a la carte. They think shit is a la carte. And this is one of those times where the book should be thrown at this disgusting pig of a bitch. Oh, if it were an 18-year-old boy, everyone would be saying, oh, he's so young and stupid still. No, but he would still, you know what, probably they would say that, but he would still be like, yeah, lock him up, ruin his life, end his life. Hell, when Trayvon Martin was killed, they were referring to him as Mr. Martin, and he was 17. Mr. Martin. They were calling him a grown-ass man at 17. Like, really, you can't have it both ways. You can't. You just can't. Yeah, let me play some background music. Tell me all the reasons why you care. You're on my mind and you're not even there. So it's really fucking it's just mind-boggling. Like, why are they not well, the father won't be charged. Well, then charge the fucking daughter. Charge this 18-year-old woman. She fucked children in a park. She filed a false report. Stop this shit. And you know what? Feminists should be pissed at this bitch too. Because she's going to, like, women like her are going to fuck it up for real victims of rape. Real victims of sexual assault. Everyone was so quick to end the lives of the boys ages 14 to 17. So quick. Thank God this got cleared. Thank God. And don't get me wrong, these boys need a stern talking to about not being so fucking thirsty. Like, honestly, any woman that wants to fuck in a park or out in the open, in my opinion, is a toxic-ass female. Toxic. You want to fuck in the playground? Are you crazy? You're crazy, right? Like, honestly, I heard no one is like, everyone's like, ew, the incest. Yes, that's bad. But she compounded it with, technically it's not pedophilia because, you know, they're not toddlers. I forgot what it's called, the term, but that shit is nasty. 14 to 17 year old boys having sex, consensual sex, what the fuck? Men are held accountable for their actions at earlier ages. Boys are held accountable as adults a lot of the time. Okay, anyways, back to this. Seriously, you can't hold accountable a girl that grew up in a certain environment. Sure, in her it's her choice to get out of it, but it's very difficult. Okay, these boys, they were in Brownsville, Brooklyn. And as some of you may know, Brownsville, Brooklyn is a very hood, hard fucking place. So these boys and this woman, 18-year-old woman, pretty much had the same upbringing in the same environment. So what fucking, damn, why the fuck do I feel like a sense of deja vu right now? Like, you can't hold these, you can't be like, oh, well, because of her environment, we need to pity her, and then, oh, because of the environment, we need to throw the book at these boys. Like, what the fuck? I don't give a shit if it's true that, well, women were oppressed for thousands of years. Yeah, that doesn't mean you fix it by, you know, getting your revenge on men. And yes, I do believe certain attitudes need to change, need to stop. If anything, for the reason, you know, for the reason that we don't need to be given women, like, ammunition to, like, oh, they're animals. I don't catcall. I don't, yeah, anyways. We got Christy Afroviti. She's sick in the hospital, so send your well wishes to her. So, hello. But, let me get back to this. Like, oh, she's from an environment that's bad. All right, yeah, so were these boys. Yet they get charged, yet without even a fucking second thought, they arrest them with, obviously, lack of evidence. Luckily, they were cleared because they filmed this stupid moron. And she doesn't want to comply with police over the incest. Like, honestly. So you were willing to destroy the lives of five boys ages 14 to 17. Fuck them in a park after fucking your own dad. Yet we need to pity you? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. And if I swear to Christ, if anybody comes at me with like, you hate women because of this shit, because of my reaction to this shit, and that's your fucking takeaway from this, get yourself a fucking shrink. Seriously, you need to talk to somebody. You need to get on some, I don't want to even say medication because shit. History shows, get on some freaking psychotropic drugs, you want to shoot up a place. Nah. Need to talk to somebody, talk to a priest or whatever. Pray to God. Something. You hate women is your takeaway from this shit. So my response was like, yes, you can hold her accountable for her actions. She wasn't forced to do anything. She committed a crime. Are you kidding me right now? Well, their response was, get the fuck out. I'm like, no, you grow up. You're on my page. No, don't even, and I go, no, don't even start with that cop out. You post something in a public forum, someone's going to comment. Your views on this case are wrong. Maybe in Brazil, women are not held accountable for anything they do. But here in America, where everyone is supposed to be equal under the law, she should be held accountable. She lied about being raped while she was fucking her daddy. She had consensual sex with minors, which is a crime in this country. Had she been a man, had those underage kids been girls, she would have been locked up immediately. Even if she was drunk, she would still have been held accountable for having incest and sleeping with minors in a public park, no less. She is a disgusting pig. How dare you? Are you really that ignorant? Let's change the story. Let's change the story. An 18-year-old man and his mother go to a public playground for children for sex. A group of girls comes up on them and decides they want to have sex with the 18-year-old man. The girls are all underage. He is drunk and has sex with them. The mother walks away. Even though he is drunk, he slept with minors. He had incest with his mother. He is still a criminal. Hello, there are people that kill others while they are drunk in their cars. They're still prosecuted for murder, at least manslaughter. Just because someone is drunk does not absolve them from any wrongdoing. Maybe I'm using too much logic for you. In fact, I posted stuff on my page. Well, so anyways, yeah, this person has posted. I posted stuff on my page, and this person has said some mean shit. So, but I didn't be like, oh yeah, my page. I didn't freaking bitch out like that. But anyways, that's another subject. But this is the fucking view that's going on now. Oh, let's pity her. No, let's not. 18 years old, you could freaking sign a contract, you could join the army, you could go join the army and die for your country. Ladies, you want equality? Quit infantilizing yourselves. Quit making excuses when you guys fuck up. How about you take ownership? Hell, we don't have that. We don't get a choice. Like, please tell me. Like, I'm really just like really. I have my Skype open if you guys want to talk. It's at Crotch Shot Radio. Feel free to call me. I got it open. But this shit really has pissed me off. And you know what? The fact is, even though these boys were cleared, they're fucked for the rest of their lives. They are literally fucked for the rest of their lives. Because they were paraded in front of the cameras. They were vilified. And you know what? Even though this is made the news that they were cleared of gang rape, that don't mean shit. It won't mean two figgity fucks. Not one iota of a fuck. Do you understand how upsetting that shit is? I really like, and the whole ignorance here in this discussion, which she has yet to even reply to after that verbal beat down. Of course she tries to get back on my side. Love you in person, hate you on social media. Don't you just hate Virgo logic? Don't fuck with me. My brain. Seriously. So, anyways, who we got? I said hello to Krusty. We got three people listening. Holy shit. All impromptu and shit. This is gonna be a short show. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, the reason why I feel so passionately about this shit is because I was falsely accused of rape. Again, it didn't go this far. I wasn't paraded in front of cameras. But the fact that in this day and age, a teary-eyed face could send the man to is all the proof they need to send the man to jail, or a group of boys to jail. It's really fucking disgusting. So, oh god, and now they want to fucking, now they want to block me from, now I'm getting accused of spamming. So anyways, another thing that was been bugging me, and this gets misconstrued and shit like this, because I've been getting annoyed with the whole friend zone thing. Most, of course, if you listen to these feminists, they'll say, "Oh, friends, guys only call it a friend zone when the girl doesn't want to have sex with them." In my experience, when I've gotten friend zoned, it was from a chick that was leading me on, making me believe that they're just not ready for a relationship, but they do like me and they do want to eventually start something serious. Yet it's just always ends up becoming a, "Oh well, I need your help with this," just being used. And it would be one thing where the chick that I'm friends with was a real friend. Because I do have many female friends who genuinely love me, care for me, and are there for me like I am there for them. Women that I will go to war for. And you ladies know who you are. That is a proper friendship. A friend zone is usually where, you know, a chick will lead you on and like, "Oh, I just want to be your friend." Okay, fine. They'll call you when they're having problems with their boyfriend, or they're having troubles with something else, or they need your help moving and whatnot. And then you do it, you help them. And then one day, let's say you are, let's say your family member died, or something happened, you're feeling down, you need someone to talk to. "Hey, yeah, I'm feeling like shit. Can you talk? I don't have time right now. Can I call you later?" And that call doesn't come. And they're not there for you. They don't want to be there. That's a shitty friend zone. That is a friend zone. That is why guys hate getting friend zoned. Because it's not like you're getting a real friend. Like, it's like, you know, okay, you're not romantically interested in me. All right, fine. But you're a shit friend. You're a selfish bitch of a shit friend. And I hate it that it gets boiled down to, oh, she's just mad because she won't fuck you. That is such a cop-out. That is such a cop-out. Because most of you chicks out there that friend zone guys, you don't even have an intention of being a good friend. And honestly, that just makes you a shitty human being. Honestly, I would have more respect for you if you said, hey, I'm not interested in you at all. It would be honest. Honestly. Like, if you think he's cool and you want him to be your friend, fine. But be a friend. Be a real friend. Every relationship is give and take. But when you're the only one, take, and then when it's like, hey, I need to open up my soul to you because I'm feeling like shit, and say, oh, gotta go. You teleport out of there like a goddamn Power Ranger. You're a shitty human being. Like a proper shit human being. Hold on, I wrote some notes. I was writing some notes the other day at work. Gotta see if I covered everything. Okay, that was my outline for like honestly, it's damn, did I just shoot my wad on the home friend zone thing? I was just like, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, the reason why this keeps coming up for me, it's, you know, I'm trying to put myself out there, try to date, and it's always, oh, friends first. I'm looking for friends first and see where it goes from there, which is the biggest load of shit on the planet. Well, not really on the planet. I'm over exaggerating. It is a big load of bullshit. Let's just be real, not for play. You wanna? It's like because we all know that friends first rule is selectively forced. If you were everything she wanted. Or she thinks she wants. Because, you know, hey, women don't know what the fuck they want. Haha. So. You know. She wouldn't do that whole friends first bullshit. You just jump into the dating. And get to know within the dating. Or if she really finds you sexually attractive. Immediate law. You know it. I know it. So when I hear, oh, you know, let's just be friends first, I already know, okay, you don't find me that attractive, you're not really interested, you just don't have the balls to tell me, you just don't have the balls to, like, outright reject me, and you think by doing this, you're holding the ball and waiting for the clock to run out, and I lose interest, and I just move on .org. So, I case the case monster. And Christy's like, bullshit. Really, Christy? Call me when I get in my room in 10 minutes. All right. Like, it really, you know, it's that's just what it is. You know, let's just be, like, I only like friends first. Okay. Okay. 60, 59, 58. Just hold the ball. The points are in my favor. It's like, it's like women have home court advantage. Everywhere. Just stop being a full of shit human being. Just tell the truth. You're not interested. Don't be like friends first. Let's just be friends first and see how that goes. honestly, guys, and if a chick says friends first, or, you know, like, and honestly, guys, quit being full of shit yourselves. If a chick says, you're like a brother to me, and you don't put up with that shit, because it ain't gonna change. It ain't gonna change if you don't think of her as a, if you don't care about her as a sister or shit. And usually chicks really say this shit off the bat. Hey, you're a brother. Just you know what? I'm not your brother. I owe you shit. I don't owe you shit. MoveOn.org. MoveOn.org. Like, I don't even put up with it anymore. Like, unless, again, there are certain women in my life who I do care for as my sister. One of them, I am Uncle Louie to her kids, and I love every fucking second of it. I love being Uncle Louie. You know how good of a feeling it is to be a superhero to 2-3-year-old twin boys? It's like, yo, got you some Marvel stickers, son. Have fun. It's like, Marvel stickers! Spider-Man stickers! I know you like them Spider-Man stickers. Yep. Like, don't fuck with me. Mm-hmm. But now, as I wait for the crustacean monster to get back into her room, her hospital room. Damn it, it's 38 degrees outside. Damn, today was a fucking nice day. And now I'm gonna stall because... I gotta stall because I gotta wait for the crustacean monster to rear her head. And honestly, I'm only going to be doing this show for another 20 minutes because I got to wake up early. I got a day job. Which, every day this week, you white people have been pissing me off. Golly. Actually, not so much white people. It was like there was one black girl, one Asian woman, just... But mostly white people. Holy shit. You are a bunch of entitled motherfuckers. Like, today was the funniest, though. You know, the building I work out of, you know, has two entrances. So, people try to cut through to get to the other side. And this one lady comes in, and she sees, you know, people scanning their cards. They see there's a podium with me there. I'm making people scan their cards before they gain entry into the building. Well, this old lady tries to walk past me. I'm like, excuse me, miss, you need to scan in. Oh, I need to do that. I'm like, okay, miss, I need you. In that case, can you sign it? Oh, fine. Be nice to old ladies next time. I'm like, what the fuck? You just wanted to cut through. And you knew the deal. Seriously, I never wanted to break a woman's hip so fucking badly in my life. Pop upside her head. Fucking punk ass. Tie these punk ass freaking old ladies thinking they gangster. I'll show you gangster, motherfucker. Don't fuck with me. I know karate. Whoops. So, Let me call this crazy individual so we could talk more about friend zoning. As we both internalize our shit. I like to call this the battle of the two Virgos, because she's a Virgo, I'm a Virgo. Let's see who wins. Skippy.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing? You are live on the air. Would you like to speak to the Louis B. Monster?
Oh, you're joking. I'm, in the hospital. I just pulled up to the room. We went on a little joyride. Casey's here.
Ah, okay. Well, again, you're live on the air, as you know. You've been.
Yeah. Okay. So you want me to say something? You're saying all the censor stuff is bullshit and it's a scam, and you know they don't like you or whatever. But that's how the best relationships are formed. I mean, really, you just admit your butt hurt. You want to get laid, and you know that's. What you're truly pissed off about. That if you actually want a genuine relationship, you need to know that person.
Yeah.
Inside
and,
out.
And that's the point of dating.
Well, exactly. But you expect to just, like, jump into bed right away because you got a dinner one.
I didn't say that.
You have said that. You're like, well, why would I buy you dinner if you're not going to open your legs?
Well, what's the point in paying?
You know, I mean, what kind of woman are you looking for? Are you looking for somebody just to open your legs right away?
Are you looking for a girlfriend, a woman
that respects herself and will respect you? Well, she ain't going to jump into bed with you on the first
date.
Well,
that's such a cop-out because I didn't say nothing about jumping into bed. I'm just saying, like, let's say you're interested in someone and the first words out their mouth are, I only do friends first. And you know for a fact that's selective enforcement. Because
Actually, it's a sign of maturity. Like, do you think I haven't done the one night, the two, this is it? And really, do you think I just freaking fell off the cabbage truck yesterday?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Yes. I've done it all. I mean, I've had enough relationships to make Elizabeth Taylor blush. Let me tell you what works through experience and what doesn't work. Okay? Been there, done that.
Yeah. Okay, well, in my personal experience, right after a chick has told me that, they turn around and start dating another dude that just happens to come by, and it's like, oh.
Okay,
well.
When do you think a woman should put out after you've taken her out? How many dates?
I can't answer that because it depends on how you guys are jiving, or how you guys are syncing up. You said previously
that why would you take her out and buy her dinner if she's not going to put out? You've said that. So let's be real about what you want.
Yeah. Well, that was the.
Do you want someone to just put out right away, or do you want a woman, a friend, a companion, a partner, a soulmate, a teammate?
I'm just saying they're full of shit because it's like, it's all, again, selective enforcement of that rule.
Selective enforcement. Okay, you know what? Here's how you get them to remove the selective enforcement. Take them to a bar, get them drunk, and then they'll forget the rules, okay?
Yeah, that's called rape. That's called rape.
It's just like, that's the only time people break their rules. You're talking selective enforcement. Get her drunk, dumbass.
That's called rape. And I don't.
I'm sitting here in a hospital room with, you know, other people. They're shaking their heads. They're like, "Yep, yep." And there's a woman in her 50s, another woman in her 40s. I mean, come on, dude. Let's get real. Casey's sitting right here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah. So, do you want a woman? Do you want a companion? Do you want a sweetheart? Do you want somebody to take home to mommy? Or do you want a one-night thing? And let me ask you this, getting back to the dates and buying dinner thing.
Yeah.
What would you think if your dad thought this about your mom? And did he expect your mom to put out before he bought her dinner, or after the first one, two, or three times she did?
Well,
Yeah, why don't you go talk to your parents about how they made a real relationship, not just a one-night stand?
Yeah, they've been divorced for over 15 years.
Yeah, and they were married how long?
12.
Okay, so clearly they know how to make a relationship work. They know what works, they know what doesn't work.
Yeah, well...
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah,
so why don't you go ask your mom? Mom, when did Dad make you put out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. All right? So, come on.
No,
go to Craigslist. Go to the back page. You know,
No, the thing is, I am looking for a real relationship. It's just that... the extra steps that I'm asked to take.
Dude, I would never want a relationship that doesn't want friends first. That's what mature people who really want relationships, companions do.
Yeah, but a lot of
times...
No, but women,
so you should
women
respect
nowadays...
that.
Women
oh,
nowadays,
she doesn't want to just give herself
stop.
Away to anybody.
All right.
You know? All respect right. that.
Okay. You done?
Here's the oxymoron. Like, if she does put out to you the first date or second date or third date or whatever, you're going to be wondering in the back of your head, uh-oh, does she always do this? Oh, my God, maybe I'm not special. Maybe, oh, my God, is she a whole? Oh, my God, you know, how many guys is she doing this with? You know, and that's the thing. So, you know, if a woman tells you she wants to get to know you and be your friend, let me tell you what that means in my language.
Yeah.
When I say that, that means you are worthy of me getting to know.
Well,
okay?
in my experience...
If I didn't like you, I would not say, let's be friends. Why would I want to be your friend if I don't like you?
In my experience, whenever a woman has told me that, it's, you know, you're a cool human being, but you're really not my type, but I don't want to hurt your feelings by outright telling you the truth and rejecting you.
How long were Dean and I friends before we dated?
Yeah, are you still together?
That was a great relationship.
Best relationship ever. Yeah, how many times have you complained about that fat fuck?
Relationships aren't meant to last forever.
You're always in
a relationship. You're in relationships with your family, your neighbor, your coworker, your friends.
How many times have you called me crying about that fat fuck?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Tell me all about that fat fuck. And is the show about me, or is the show about you?
No, I'm not bitching about girls. What? He said bye?
Oh, crap. Okay, hey, say hi to Louie. He's on the air.
Well, on the internet. There is no air.
You on the internet? What's up,
I'm internet's Louis B on the Crowd Shot Radio Show, talking about friend zoning and how it's like, you know, a lot of times when the friend zone is used, it is used selfishly. You know, the chick is not. It's like the chick is not going to be a real friend to you.
Yeah.
So that, and I'm talking about my experience. It's not just, oh, they won't fuck me. No. That's a cop out she's using, obviously.
Yeah. But I got a boogie brother, but I just wanted to say hi.
Alright.
Okay. Now back to the crustacean.
Yep, the crustacean. Now back to your regularly scheduled over talking crustacean.
Yeah, she's on three different drugs, so don't take it personal.
Oh.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon, bro.
Alright.
Okay, later. Here she is.
Okay, hey.
Alright. So what I'm trying to say, I don't know if you heard the beginning of this, but a lot of times, in my personal experience, the use of the friend zone doesn't lead to even getting a real friend out of the situation. All it is just a cowardly blow off.
Okay, I'm sorry your past hasn't worked out exactly the way you wanted it to.
We're both Virgos, so you know controlling. So don't even give me that.
That's not true.
Yes, that is true. We want to control.
Control what?
Everything.
Oh, that's actually, I think you should speak for yourself. I don't resonate with that.
Okay, says you.
Okay. Well, I'm not the one going around demanding.
Demanding anything.
If you want to be my friend, I'm going to run away.
I just want honesty. I want honesty. If you're not interested, fine, but don't give me the whole... the consolation prize of, we could be friends.
You have your own container?
Yes,
I do. I brought them for you.
I got my own container. I keep my juices.
Here, toss it.
We got Mildred in the chat room. Hi, Mildred. Talking about how chicks use the friend zone.
Friend zone is not a scam. Friend zone is for people wanting real relationships. They've been burned before and they want to take their time and get to know the other person. Period.
No, it's when you think you have a sucker that's going to be able to have you be a soundboard when you have problems about your ex-boyfriend. And
you put yourself in that position. That's not every single situation on the planet, and that's ridiculous.
The fact of the matter is, I'm not the only one.
If what you're doing isn't working, why aren't you trying something different? You're so insistent on your wrong opinions that you keep yourself in this prison, this fear prison, and don't get out and try anything new or get to know somebody or even waste your time trying to establish a real relationship because you're too busy being angry because a girl didn't want to kiss you 5 years ago. Give me a break. Move on.
Such a cop out.
No, that's not a cop out. What you're doing is a cop out. You're trying to make excuses as to why you're not vulnerable and putting yourself in a position to where you could actually create a relationship.
So, anyways, Mildred in the chat room goes, when there's so many definitions of what the friend zone is, that alone speaks volumes to me.
Well, so there you go. When you're putting everything in one category.
Why
would you want to be in a relationship with somebody that doesn't want to be your friend or that doesn't want to get to know you?
Okay,
I want a man to get to know me.
I've been in situations where, the chick doesn't want to be a friend to me. All they want is someone they could use.
Go ahead, you'll grow up. You'll grow up. I'm not going to try to convince you of reality. Right. I mean, you'll figure it out one day.
I will.
This is a total waste of time.
Yes,
I mean, you're not even open to the possibility that things are or could be different than that one little teeny tiny segment of your life.
Well, when it happens over and over and over again and it follows a certain pattern, you can't ignore the patterns.
Dude, there's 7 billion people on the planet.
Yeah, well, Southwest Airlines doesn't go to India or China for $35 round trip.
Well, I hope that you find peace and you realize that life isn't that way and, go get laid and then go find a good friend.
And I do have many female friends. You're one of them. Mm-hmm. Do I try to fuck you?
I'm 2,000 miles away.
When you came to visit me, did I try to fuck you?
Oh yeah. So you locked me in your bedroom. You even closed the door, and I'm like, what?
What are you talking about? Don't start lies. Don't start lies. Don't you dare.
I'm like, you can close the door with your grandma lurking around there.
Hey. don't. Hey. Don't start lies. Stop lying.
Yeah, and then when you showed me a cock, I was like, what?
And that's good night, everybody. Anyways. Oi. Oi. And I had to cut that shit off. Like, okay, she's not gonna be. Well, that didn't happen, Mildred. I did not show her my dick. There was no. There was. The answer was no. No monkey business happened. No attempted monkey business. Chicken shit, nothing. Don't start lies. Call me a chicken shit and you lying. Don't do that. You want to have a serious debate. Don't be making up stories and shit. That ain't fair. So. Like, I don't get it. Like, oh, that shit, you know, friends, I only like friends first. Like, okay. It usually ends up stagnating there, and it's like, okay, this ain't going nowhere. Okay, let's go on a date. Oh, no. Okay. Like, how can you get to know each other over the phone? Doesn't work out that way. I live in reality. When a chick says friends first, that usually means not interested in you. Just don't got the balls to tell you the truth. Alright. Let's get to know each other better. Okay. Translation. If you were a hotter looking guy, fuck, I would get to know your dick before I get to know your soul. I don't even bother anymore. I'm just like, oh, friends first. Okay. You know, reform yourself with somebody else, not with me. Because a lot of, like, in my personal experience, and that's all I got to go on. In my personal experience, usually it's a chick that's too much of a punk to reject me or tell me they're not interested, or they've been damn near ran through. Banging them out two at a time, being gangbanged by 5,000 guys, and now they wanna trick you into buying the cow after the milk is damn near powdered, coming out powdered, and it's like, oh well, you gotta pay a premium price. That's like Disney. That's like me paying Disneyland prices for Coney Island tickets. Google Coney Island and you'll see. So. Like, that's why I don't fall for this friend zone shit anymore. I don't. I've been burned way too many times. It's like, oh, let's be friends. No. Sorry. Let some other sucker do that. Unless you're gonna be a true friend, don't get, like, you know, again, I have many female friends, real friends. I could call them up right now if I'm feeling like emotionally like shit. They could call me when they're feeling emotionally like shit, and I could talk it through with somebody and feel safe and trusting of them. But I'm not gonna just be like, oh, let's be friends right off the bat with someone I just met. No, I'm not telling. No, of course not. No, I wouldn't mind friends first if it was applied to every guy they've ever dated. And it's usually not the case. It's usually. I wonder if some who talk so much of just be friends have any actual friends or just trophies. Yeah, usually the just for friends chicks are the ones that are, Oh, I have this guy. He helps me with my computer. This guy, this my friend. This he helps me with my taxes. This guy, he helps me with fixing my car. No, I'm not romantic with any one of them, but it's just good to have someone that gives me attention. Let me just lead them on so that way they think they have hope with getting with me. But then if they get frustrated with me, I can just say, well, we're just friends. I said that in the beginning. It's a scam. And usually if a chick really wants to be your friend, they won't say, let's just be friends. It will happen organically. Honestly, a lot of my female friends, it's because you feel a spiritual, sibling relationship. Like, you could feel it. And it just happens. Like that. So. Anyways, that's all I'm going to say about it because I got to get to sleep because I got to wake my ass up in the morning. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Please like, comment, and share. Press the heart. And you can listen to this show live on iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneInRadio.com, Podcast.com. Also, I have a show coming up in April in New York City. It's on April 13th. On April 13th, it's at the Broadway Comedy Club. Tickets are $20. And let me get you the other information. Holy crap, we got people. So, damn it, I hate when this page doesn't load properly. I just love this, love EDM. So, April 16th at Broadway Comedy Club. It is located at 318 West 53rd Street in New York City. My guests get the special cover price of $20 plus with a true drink minimum. Call the VIP reservation line at 212-726-2496. The number is open 24/7. You must call this VIP number to get the $20 cover price. And when you call, tell them you're there to see Louis B. It's a Saturday, April 16th at 6 p.m. Perfect date night. It's going to be, I just gather it's April 16th. The weather's starting to get nice. So, yes. So, and as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.